到时候也没有这样子一直练啊，这个这样子一直练，我们因为我们就用圣灵来祷告啊，用灵言来祷告，所以我们很少有机会来思考这个祷告的内容。
And so because we usually pray in the spirit, we don't usually say these actual words when we pray, and so we don't often think about what's contained in the Lord's Prayer.
我们祷告有没有练说，我们在天上的父一直练一直练，这五分钟十分钟一直练啊，不断的练，练到十分钟还是十五分钟结束。
Do we ever pray and just say our Father in heaven for 10, 15, 20 minutes?
大概没有这样子啊。
Usually we don't do this.
那这个就是告诉我们说，这个内容啊，这个我们所要追求的这个我们真正实际的生活，信仰的生活啊，就是这里头祷告文里面所提示的。
And so this tells us that the content of this prayer is how we should live our life.
好，所以这个就是一个主所教导我们一个平衡，我们的信仰有个平衡的生活。
And so this is how Jesus taught us to have a balanced life.
因为信耶稣啊，信主当然是我们个人的选择，但是我们虽然是基督徒，我们还是活在世界上啊，每天都是要过生活。
And so we make the choice to believe in Jesus, but even though we are Christians, we still live on earth every day.
所以我们的生活呢，不只是生活而已，我们的生活还有一个更高的层次哈。我们是有两个面向的生活，一个是普通生活，一个是信仰的生活。
So we have two purposes to our life. We have a physical life, and we also have a spiritual life.
所以这里头就是告诉我们有两个面向生活，那就是一个很平衡的生活。
And so here it tells us how to balance the two sides of our life.
因为我们一般人就是整天生活就是从早到晚就是一直在奔波忙碌着。
And so in our day-to-day life, we work from the morning until night.
但是我们信耶稣的人还要更另外一层，就是属灵的生活，这个信仰的生活。
But as a Christian, we have a second level. We have a spiritual life that we also have to maintain.
我们两个都有。
We have both of these.
所以主耶稣才说跟从我的人就是为了主的名来舍弃一切的人，那神会给他们有两种的祝福，一个是今生的祝福，一个是来生的祝福，是两方面的。
And so Jesus wanted us to have a life both here and also after, also have an afterlife, a life in heaven.
所以我们有两层的生活。
And so we have a twofold life.
所以我们就是好像一个影印本了哈，我们在天上啊，那我们现在在地面上，所以我们有两层啊。那在因为神所祝福的就是有两层，所以我们在信仰上的追求哈，也是要往这两层两个方面来追求。
And so when we pursue our life, we need to pursue both our spiritual life and our physical life.
因为主耶稣答应我们啊，这个在今生啊，要得百倍的祝福，还有有永生来生的应许。
Because Jesus promised us a hundredfold in heaven and also eternal life.
所以在这段祷告文里头啊，就是包括这两样。
And so within this Lord's Prayer, it includes both of these things.
所以我们看从啊，我们在天上的父啊，然后一直到第十节哈，说啊，愿你的旨意啊，行在地上，如同行在天上。说这个层次都是跟神有关系的。就是我们属天的一个生活。
And so the first part, starting in verse 9 until the end of verse 10, regards our spiritual life. It regards our relationship with God.
这个层次哈，外面没有信耶稣的人是没有的。这个他们不需要追求这个。
And so people who are not Christians, they do not have to pursue this section of the prayer.
所以他们是没有天父的，那我们是有天父。
They do not have a father in heaven, whereas we do.
那第二个层次啊，就是大家都有的十一节开始。
But the part that everybody has starts in verse 11.
我们日用的饮食，因为我们人一出生就是有这个生理的需求。
Give us this day our daily bread. All of us have physical needs for life.
这是衣食住行，这是我们还要娱乐，这是我们基本的啊。我们要吃啊，要喝啊，要穿衣服啊，要走路啊，要买车子啊。
We need.Food, water, shelter. We need to be able to walk. We need a car.
我们有些说要去旅游啦，要去看电影，要去这个看展览啦，哈，做一些都是属于娱乐的方面。
We have entertainment. We want to go on vacation, go to a theme park. These are all forms of entertainment.
那这个是我们的生活了。
And this is our life.
那么十二节也是在今生哈，我们要有一个跟人际之间的关系，跟人跟人之间怎么相处。
And verse 12 talks about our relationship with other people.
那十三节，就是谈的是在地面上的啊。
And verse 13 is also regarding our physical life.
因为是我们嘛，他说不叫我们遇见是这，我们现在是住在这个地面上啊。
It asks not to lead us into temptation because we live on earth.
那每个人都有一个头脑。
And all of us have a mind.
啊，所以我们头脑会想啊，会想，会思考。
And so our mind thinks and considers.
但是思考，你是靠思考正面的，还是思考负面的？
And so what do you consider?
啊，你这思想是思想正面的 ，positive 还是 negative？ 嗯。
Do you think about positive things or do you think about negative things?
那这个会有两样不一样的结果。
And these two lines of thought will have different conclusions.
啊，所以我们会碰到很多实际的困难，实际的挑战。
And so we come up with, meet many different types of problems.
啊，所以我们就是有两个面向。
And so there are two sides, the positive and negative.
啊，那我们假设两个都能够兼顾的话，那我们生活就能够平衡。
But if we are able to take care of both our physical and spiritual life, then we can have a balanced life.
那我们来看第一个哈，就是属天的生活。
And so let's look at our spiritual life first.
所以圣经里头所提示我们的话，都是很合理的，非常合理，合理的不得了。这个是神的智慧。
Everything that the Bible tells us to do is very logical.
所以为什么我们要多读圣经，多去思考圣经呢？那里头有很多这个人生的智慧。
Why do we need to continue to read the Bible and consider what it says? It's because there's a lot of wisdom contained in the words in the Bible.
那你也可以发现啊，这个神的智慧，神的慈爱啊，包括他的慈爱。
And we can see that God's wisdom also includes His love towards us.
啊，所以第一句话说，我们叫天上的父。
And so the first phrase, our Father in heaven.
天上的父，这父啊，天上神，天上就是说天上有一个父亲呢。
So it means that we have a father in heaven.
那这个父亲的话，一般来讲，就是一个家庭制度才有父亲嘛，就家庭有父亲有妈妈。
And so only within a family will you have a father and a mother.
所以我们这些基督徒哈，我们不断有自己的家庭，我们也要一个属天的家庭，一个属灵的家庭。
And so as a Christian, we not only have our physical family, but we have a spiritual family.
所以天上就是有个家。
And so in heaven we have a home.
那这个家根据保罗在提摩太前书第三章那里所说的哈，这个家就是永生神的教会。
And so this family is God's church, as Paul said in 1 Timothy chapter 3.
所以这个教会就是我们的家。
And so this church is our family.
所以你看家里有人要煮饭呢。
And so in our home, somebody needs to cook.
所以你看中午有人煮饭给我们吃啊。
So somebody cooks for us.
那煮完以后啊，吃完以后有人要清扫。
And after we eat, somebody needs to clean.
所以你看，我们教会所有的工作哈，其实就是家庭一个缩影呢。
All of the work that we do at church is the same work that we do in a home.
那一切都是要有安排。你看，我们总务就把一些东西放哪里呀？放哪里？就是我们家里一样，也有一个储藏室啊，有橱柜啊，东西都放得很整齐。
And so everything has its place. We have our kitchen in a certain spot. We have a pantry. That's where we put our food.
我们看到家庭有个父亲呢。
And at home we have a father.
那天上也有一个父亲呢。
And in heaven we also have a father.
啊，所以我们教会就是以家庭的这个形式来表现。
And so our church uses a family as a model.
所以我们看有的教会的名称啊，叫做什么家庭聚会所。
And so in our church we have family service.
啊，有没有人从家庭聚会所来的？有没有请举手
？Does anybody
家庭聚会所聚会所啊？难道来转信？我们教会有没有？
哦、，Did anybody come join our church from joining family services? Please raise your hand.
这个家庭教会哈、啊，就是这个观念嘛，就是教会就是家庭，神的家就是以家庭，好像家庭来经营。
And so church is like a family.
那家庭有父亲，所以这个大家庭也是有个天父在天上的父亲呢。
And so every family has a father, and so God is our father in heaven.
所以是不是很温馨啊？这个家庭本来就是很温暖的地方，很温馨的地方。
And so your home is a very heartwarming place.
所以我们这些人都是弟兄姐妹。
And so at church we have our brothers and sisters.
所以家庭里边呢，没有 大没有小啊，谁大？
And in our home, nobody is greater than somebody else.
那有人说爸爸很大了，父亲很大。
And some people say, oh, the father is great.
也不一定啊，现在有些父亲是怕儿女哎。
And now there are some fathers who are scared of their children.
哦，你看他吃去吃饭哦，有的孩子说爸爸你想吃什么？哦，这爸爸都不敢说啊，你点你点哎。
And sometimes when a family wants to go out to eat, the child will ask the father, what do you want to go eat? And the father is too afraid to answer, and he will say, you can pick.
我就碰过这种人啊，这个父母亲很怕孩子的。
I've seen this happen where the parents are afraid of the children.
所以神的家庭就是只是论工作性质啊，你是什么工作啊，你这个是大家分工合作，你刚是分别抓到一个做什么的工作岗位，而没有说啊，你是特别大，还是说哪个就特别小。
So in God's family, nobody is greater than somebody else. Everybody just has their role in order to accomplish a purpose.
所以像我们家庭也是一样，夫妻也是一样，父母亲，你的责任是什么啊？你的角色什么是什么？其实也没有说特别大，大家都是互相服侍的。
And so, in the same way, at home, in our family, nobody is greater than somebody else. Everybody just has their role.
所以大家都是兄弟姐妹。
And so in church, everybody is a brother or sister.
所以这个家庭啊，这是非常柔性啊，非常柔性，不是硬邦邦的，不是好像啊军队里面或、哦、什么总司令啊或、哦、什么，他们就是一定要坐在长官桌啊、哦，我们这些士兵坐在底下，哦，不能够有交谈呢。你阿兵哥怎么能够去随便见总司令？这个不可能的。
So our church is not like the army where it is very rigid. There are commanders and there are captains and people under them, and where the soldiers cannot talk to the commanders.
那我们教会不一样啊。
Our church is not like that.
是这个家庭是一个非常柔性，像我们自己的家一样。
The church family is just like our own family.
是一个很温馨的地方。
It is a very heartwarming place.
所以为什么说我们是天上的父？这第一个就告诉我们这个整个属灵的哈一个属性，就是一个家庭。
And so, why does it start with our Father in heaven? It's to tell us that church is a family.
那这个家庭非常有吸引力的，吸引力很 attractive.
Oh, and so this family structure is very attractive.
哦，吸引到有人就为了这个信仰，就把他的田产、把他田地都卖了。
And so, in order to pursue this life, some people will give away all of their possessions.
为了要进入这个大家庭。
And so that they can join this family.
所以你看这个家庭吸引力有这么多大。
And so we can see how attractive this spiritual family is.
所以当我们在念说我们叫天上的父的时候。
So when we say our Father in heaven.
那第一个我们要有这个家庭的观念。
First, we have to have this concept of family.
那既然是天上有个父亲。
And so since we have a Father in heaven.
那其实我们的天父也一样的，我们自己做父亲的怎么来对待我们的孩子，怎么来照顾我们的孩子，那天父也是一样的照顾我们。
The way a father would treat his children is the same way God treats us as his children.
好，请看诗篇一百零三篇。
Let us look at Psalms chapter 103.
诗篇一百零三篇的十三节。
Psalms chapter 103 verse 13.
一百零三篇的十三节。
Psalms chapter 103 verse 13.
父亲怎样连续他的儿女，神也怎样连续敬畏他的人。嗯，所以这本是父亲跟儿女之间的关系。
And so here it talks about the relationship between a father and his children.
连续。那父亲为什么连续儿女呢
？He pities them, and why would a father pity his children?
我们想想为什么连续儿女
？Why would a father pity their children?
因为儿女就还小啊，他们年纪还小。
Because their children are young.
他们没有谋生能力。
They don't have ability.
他们是很单纯、很纯洁的。
They are very naive and pure.
他们没有这个不良的东西，他们的心思意念嘛，他们所讲的话就代表着他们怎么想就怎么说。
Whatever they think, they will say.
所以父亲就可怜他们啊，这叫做小孩子啊，不要跟他计较。
And so, a father will pity them. He will ask people not to rebuke them.
所以我们的父亲也是一样，就不跟我们计较啊。
And so in the same way, our Father will keep us from being rebuked.
所以大家来教会都挺着胸膛来教会的。
So people, when they come to church, they will not come to church and have negative feelings.
我们就是straight tall, 你就是挺着胸膛啊。你就是straight tall。
什么straight tall?
你就是很，你不是说。
Oh, so we will stand tall.
你这个你很你也是很睡也是很痛，你就是站得挺直的。
Oh, so you will be willing to stand tall at church.
嗯，为什么
？Why?
因为父亲是慈悲的神呢、啊。我们的父亲是慈悲的神，慈悲就 merciful。
Oh, so because our God is a merciful God.
所以我们来这个不会害怕，不会惧怕的。
So when we come to church, we should not be scared.
那父亲当然是知道儿女们的需要。
And so a father knows his children's needs.
有些时候我们出去访问啊。有的信徒啊，就啊顺便说好，那顺便我要顺便去帮我的那儿女啊，帮他买些什么东西。
And so often when a parent goes to visit their children, they will say, "Oh, on the way, I will go pick up something for them."
啊，做一些东西可能子女没有告诉他，但是他做父母亲就知道说孩子需要什么。
And sometimes the children do not tell the parents they need these things, but the parents will know.
因为孩子们啊，这个父母亲就经常在观察孩子们的需要。
Because a parent will look after the needs of their children.
衣服破了
If their clothes are torn.
好了，妈妈都知道衣服破了，要赶快去帮孩子再买一件衣服啊。
If a mother knows that their children's clothing is torn, then they will go out and buy them more clothing.
啊，就是那个你很对孩子来说是很隐私的哈，比如说内衣啊。这个父母亲也知道，他说啊，我的孩子啊要买内衣啊，他也知道嘿。
Parents will be aware of what their children need, for example, underwear.
啊，你就是最隐私部分啊，你就是那个不好意思说的啊。但是父母亲也知道啊，妈妈也知道，说要帮你买啊，你不用开口，妈妈就知道。
So no matter what need you have, no matter how embarrassing they are, even if you don't say anything, your parents will know.
所以一样的，我们今天哈来这里，我们的天父也是都知道，你不用告诉他。
In the same way, when we come to church today, we don't need to say anything to God. He already knows.
我们的需要，你就在隐私，你就在不好意思说的。
No matter what our needs are, no matter how embarrassing we or how shameful we feel it is.
你们要告诉父亲，你们要告诉天父的，天父也知道。
Without telling him, he already knows.
所以这是很温馨的一个地方啊。
And so this is a very heartwarming place.
我们教会真的是很温暖。
Our church is a very heartwarming place.
哦，所以我们来这里就是不用惧怕，我们有个天父，我们在天上的父啊。
So when we come to church, we do not need to be scared. We have a Father in heaven.
所以我们很感谢主啊。
So we thank God.
啊，能够加入这个属灵的大家庭。
In order that we are able to join the spiritual family.
啊，那么第二句话啊，说愿人都尊你的名为圣。
And in the second part of verse 9, it says, "Hallowed be your name."
那当然，我们既然有个天上的父亲。
So because we have a Father in heaven.
那对父亲要有认识啊。
We have to recognize God.
啊，当然自己的父亲认识啊，就我们的父亲天天我们跟他在一起啊。
And so we recognize our father. We see them every day.
但是其实我们孩子可能有的人也不大认识父亲呢。
But sometimes you will have children who do not recognize their father.
啊，只是表面上啊，他是我爸爸。
They will say, "Oh, this is my dad."
啊，对父亲的个性啊，真正的个性，有些时候他的。喜欢吃的，他不喜欢的，其实觉得孩子没有特别关心的话，也是不是很清楚的。
But sometimes it is a case where the children does not know what their father likes and what his needs are.
所以我们对我们父亲啊，天上父亲要能够明白他是谁。
So we need to recognize and understand our Father in heaven.
好，我们来看出埃及记。
Let's look at Exodus.
出埃及记三十四章。
Exodus chapter 34.
出埃及记三十四章。
Exodus chapter 34.
三十四章啊，来看第五节。出埃及记三十四章第五节。
Exodus chapter 34, verse 5.
好，神在云中降临，和摩西一同站在那里宣告。主的名啊，他宣告他自己的名。
In here, God proclaimed His own name.
那当然，我们一般说，我知道我父亲的名字啊。
So normally we will say we know the name of our father.
啊，你就是问我的女儿说，你爸爸叫什么名字？那她一定知道啊，叶文全啊。
If you ask my daughter what my name is, then she will tell you it's Wen Quan Ye. If she doesn't know, then we will have a problem.
那神叫什么名字啊
？What is God's name?
啊，神也不是叫耶和华，这个耶和华是他这个是很 不可讲出来的，这个很神圣的。
His name is Yeshua, but we do not say that.
所以这里是不是真正在宣告他的名字啊？比较姓耶的、啊、姓林啊、姓什么，是不是这样子的意思的、啊、
？So here, what does it mean when he proclaims his own name?
那、啊、当然不是啊，是在宣告他自己的属性、他自己的个性啊，他接受他是怎么样的一个人、一个神。
He is proclaiming who he is. He's not just saying what his name is.
那、啊、说第六节
，verse six。
那神在他的面前就宣告啊，说神啊，神是有怜悯、有恩典的神啊，不轻易发怒，并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。第七节
，verse seven。
那为千万人存有慈爱，赦免罪过啊、过犯和罪恶，万不以有罪的为无罪，必追讨他的罪，直负极致三四代。我们看。这个是神的名，那这个名吗？当然是不是名字啊。
So here, when God proclaims himself, he is not saying his name.
啊，名字哪有那么长
？His name is not that long.
啊，这是他的个性，他的属性啊，他的本性。
These are his characteristics.
所以这位神哈、啊，他这里说他就是有怜悯、有恩典的神。
And so here it says that he is gracious and merciful.
啊，他这个是非啊，对错分得很清楚啊。
And he knows goodness and truth.
说他万不以有罪的为无罪。
And so he visits the, he forgives iniquity and transgression.
啊，他不会很模糊，有些什么灰，我们所谓的什么灰色地带。
He does not have gray areas.
啊，不会，对就对，错就错了。
If it is correct, it is correct. If it's wrong, it is wrong.
啊，那这个第八节。
Verse eight.
那摩西听见这个以后呢，我就急忙伏伏在地下拜。
And so in Verse 8, Moses bowed down and worshipped.
哇，他就非常敬畏。哇，原来我所敬拜的这位神啊，是有怜悯、有恩典的神。
And so he felt, oh, the God that I worship is merciful and gracious.
他很佩服啊。
He's forgiving.
他很感恩。
He has love.
我们看到怎么样慈爱呢？这个，他说哈，为千万人存留爱哈，第七节。
In verse seven, it says that he keeps mercy for thousands.
那对这些人呢、啊？其他的经文记载，对这些人，就是对遵行神旨意的人，对神好的这些人呢、啊，那要祝福他们千代，要祝福他们到千代啊！您假设敬畏神的话，那祝福他们到千代的。
And so, if you worship God, then God will keep mercy for thousands of generations.
好，那假设有错的话呢？啊，只是追逃到三四代而已的。
But if you have sin, it only goes down to your third or fourth generation.
你看三四代跟千代差多远呢、啊，对不对
？What is the difference between three or four generations and a thousand generations?
啊，所以我们只要是对神哈、啊、他的这个本性理解啊，我们也能够站在神的这一边的话，那他的慈爱啊，要一直延伸到我们的千代。
And so if we are able to stand with God, then and his love will extend to our thousandth generation.
但是万一我们的后代不行的话,
But if our next generation does not make the cut,
那这个讨罪啊，自负极致啊，三四代而已，这很快就过去了。
It will only go down to the third or fourth generation, and it will pass quickly.
好，我们看三代跟四代跟那个一千代来比，那三四代简直是一刹那的出现而已的。
So if we compare three or four generations with a thousand, it's just a blip.
啊，所以做事的人才说，那个神的怒气啊，只是很快就过去了，一宿而已的。
And so God's anger passes in a moment.
啊，就是我们所拜的神。
And this is the God we worship.
啊，所以我们对我们神要很清楚认识。
And so we must recognize God and understand Him.
那再来看十四节哈。
Let's look at verse 14.
三十四章十四节。
Oh, let's look at Exodus chapter 34, verse 14.
那不可敬拜别神，因为神是祭邪的神，名为祭邪者。哈，十四节。
Verse 14. For you shall worship no other god, for the Lord whose name is jealous is a jealous god.
哦，所以他是祭邪，他就是按照中文啊，当然英文说他是嫉妒的神，但是这个中文是祭邪啊。就是他对于这些假神啊，他非常生气的。
Oh, and so.In Chinese, it doesn't use the word jealous, but it uses a word that means that he is very angry towards false gods.
所以意思就是说，在我们的心目当中哈，只能够容纳神。
So in our life, we can only give glory to God.
那假设我们同时 有好几个、啊、神在我们心中，那神就不喜欢。
If in our heart we have multiple other gods, then God will not be pleased with us.
因为他是太爱我们的。
Because he loves us so much.
啊，不然的话他不会介意我们有一千个的神在我们心中，他也不介意啊，因为他不理我们，他不管我们，啊，他不在乎了。我们几个神他不在乎的。
If he did not care for us, then he would not mind if we had thousands of other gods in our hearts. But he does.
因为他是太爱我们的。
Because he loves us so much.
啊，所以爱到我们这个嫉妒啊。
He loves us to the point of jealousy.
那这种嫉妒啊，是很正面的。
And this jealousy is very direct.
啊，是很正面的，很 positive 的。
It's very positive.
哎，不是负面的，是正面，是好的。
It is not negative.
啊，所以其实有些时候我们对配偶这个嫉妒就是好的。
So there is a positive jealousy.
啊，不然假设我们的配偶随便去跟人交谈，随便去跟人家约会，那我们不理的话，那这像什么夫妻呀？
As a spouse, we cannot go out with other people all the time. What kind of spouse will we be?
那说我们对我们天父要有个理解啊。
And so we have to recognize that God is jealous.
那再来，愿您的国降临，愿您的啊，我们说愿您的国降临。
So let's look at your kingdom come in Matthew chapter 6 verse 10.
啊，神的国到底是什么意思？
What is God's kingdom?
当然，这个神的国按照旧约时代哈，就是一个祭司的国度啊，圣洁的国民。
And so, if we go by the Old Testament, it is a holy nation.
那这个神的国啊，当做神临在的地方啊。
And so God's kingdom is wherever God resides.
你看神的国度，我们说您的国度要降临呢。
And here it says your kingdom come.
因为神的国就是公义啊、和平啊、圣灵中的喜乐的。
And so God's kingdom is filled with joy. It is peaceful. It is fair.
所以我们希望这种的国啊临到我们。
So we want this type of kingdom to come upon us.
所以就是要有一个价值标准啊。
Therefore, we have to have a standard.
因为公义啊和平圣灵中心的，这公义就是对的事情啊。
And we need to be ethical.
那这个对的事情呢，是在神眼中看起来是对的，不是以我们为标准呢。
And what is the standard for us being ethical is based on God, not based on ourselves.
啊，是以神为标准。
It uses God as the standard.
那我们做对的事情以后啊，内心才有平安呢，才有和平啊。
And after we do the right thing, then we will have peace within our heart.
然后内心的平衡啊，才能够带来我们内心没有愧疚感，没有那种的罪恶感。
And so if we have a peaceful heart, then we will not be driven to sin.
啊，很多人啊，有这个罪恶感啊。
And so many people are driven to sin.
但为什么会有罪恶感？
And why are they tempted by sin?
因为每一个人都有良心。
Because everybody has a heart.
那当一个人做错事情以后。
So after they have a conscience, and so after they do something.
那这个良心会谴责。
Their conscience will rebuke them.
那良心谴责以后，他当然会觉得不安了，内心会不安。
And so if they do something wrong, then their heart will not be at peace.
那念心不安的话，哪里会有喜乐？
And so if they are not at peace, then how can they have joy?
啊，比如有些时候我们说错话。
So for example, if we say something wrong.
哇，糟糕，我怎么会讲这句话，就伤害到他人。
We think about it, oh man, how could I say this? I hurt somebody else.
啊，虽然是无意的。
Even if it was unintentional.
但是话已经说出去了。
But the words have already come out.
哇，你就很紧张啊。
Then you become very nervous.
就想办法要去解决这个问题啊。
So think about ways to fix this problem.
因为你觉得有罪恶感啊。
Because you have a guilty conscience.
那你才会进步啊。
And then that's how you improve.
这是良心啊，良心就是神的灵在我们内心运作的结果了。
This is our conscience. This is what happens when God lives within us.
啊，圣灵在责备我们。
The Spirit rebukes us.
那为什么我们会觉得错呢？
Why do we feel like it is wrong?
因为这是以神的话为标准啊。
Because we are bring ourselves to God's standard.
啊，你看，假设一般的人可能会说，想说这样，我这样一出去，我心里就舒服多了的。
For
我这样回嘴，这样骂他、顶他，哎，我心里很舒服的。
For some other people outside of church, if they argue with somebody, if they rebuke somebody else, they may feel like they are very comfortable. They enjoy it.
你这样 fight back 哈。
If you fight back,
当然有些说，哎，我舒服多了哈。
They feel like they are comforted.
我来告诉你 ，I'm somebody. 我不是什么龙头千骨，不是说软土什么，哎，不是好欺负的。
I am somebody. I cannot be abused.
哎，我舒服了。
I feel good.
可是你这个不是按照神的方法。
But this is not according to God's methods.
啊，所以你那个方法，你当然会得到你暂时这个感官上的一种情绪的，让你感觉很好。
So temporary, when you do this, you will temporarily feel good about yourself.
这个不是平安的。
But this is not peace.
所以我们假如圣灵责备啊，哎呀，我真的讲那句话，我刚刚对你这样很冲啊，讲太直接啊，又好像讲话很粗鲁，这个不对。我这样后来想想也不对。
And so, if when the Spirit rebukes us, then we will think to ourselves, "Oh, I said this wrong. I was too rash and I was too blunt."
所以悔改了以后。
So after you ask for forgiveness,
啊，他就去告诉对方，哎呀，对不起，我错了。
You go and tell the other party, I'm sorry.
啊，当他承认他错了以后。
And after you recognize that you are wrong,
他内心就平安的。
Then you will have peace.
因为他该做的已经做了。
Because you have done what you are supposed to.
他在神的面前道歉，他在人的面前也道歉了。
He has asked for forgiveness from God and from man.
然后他就有内心的平安了。
And so he will have peace within his heart.
他就会喜乐。
And they will have joy.
因为神的赦免他。
Because God has forgiven them.
所以我们每一个人都是要求神的国降临，就让圣灵哈真的在我们内心做主。
And so when we ask for God's kingdom to come, we want God to live within us.
所以启示录那里说，我们感谢主啊，现在我们世上的国成了我主基督的国，世界上的国成了我主基督的国。
And so we hope that the world around us becomes a Christian world.
这个国成了基督的国，所以这个世上的国就是我们普通。这个、普通的价值观，这一般人的价值。
And so the values of a normal person.
啊，现在变成以基督为主的价值观。
Will change to have the values of God.
啊，这个就是一个转变的过程啊。
And this is a change of heart.
所以我们信主的目的就是要让神的国在我们的内心成型。
And so the purpose of us believing in God is so that God can live within us.
啊，也就是圣灵降临，圣灵真正在我们内心做主人。
And this is to mean the Spirit will truly be the master within the heart.
啊，所以就很自然的，假如做错什么事情，因为人都会做错事情，啊，那个时候圣灵就会责备我们。
And so very naturally, whenever we do something wrong, the Spirit will rebuke us.
啊，所以为什么马太福音第五章四十八节那里说你们要完全啊，像天父完全一样
？So in Matthew chapter 5, verse 48, why does it say you should be perfect as your Father is perfect?
那其实我们仍然完全。
As a human, how can we be perfect?
那为什么能够完全？
How do we become perfect?
第一个哈，因为耶稣基督已经为我们流血牺牲。
First, Jesus has shed his blood for us.
所以我们在神的面前就变成一个义人呢。
So in front of God, we are a sinner.
那所以我们就免罪，就完全呢。
Oh, we have been forgiven, so we are complete. We are.
但是呢，我们还要活在世界上。
But we still have to live on earth.
我们还是要犯错啊。
We will still do something wrong.
那我们知道怎么知道我们错？这个是很重要的关键。我们怎么知道我们错了
？How do we know when we have done something wrong?
那就是圣灵住在我们内心啊，经常在督促我们啊，经常在检讨我们自己呀。
The Spirit living within us will constantly correct us and examine us.
所以圣灵会教导我们学义
，and will teach us what to do.
所以我们就要变成完全呢
，so that we can become whole again.
所以圣灵啊的功用在我们内心是非常重要的。
And so it's very important to have the Spirit live within us.
所以要真正的被圣灵充满。
And so we need to be filled with the Spirit.
就是神的国在我们内心做主。
And so this is how God will become the King, the Master within our heart.
那神的平安也就在我们内心做主。
And so God's peace will also live within us.
做主人哈。
And be the Master.
来支配我们的在地面上生活。
And we'll be in control of our life on earth.
好，那下一句呢？说愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
And the next phrase, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
啊，这个就是一个绝对的标准了。
And this is another standard.
因为神的旨意啊，是没有人能够拦阻的。
God's will is not something that we can understand.
让人也没有办法去抗拒神的旨意。
And we cannot change God's will.
所以神的旨意啊，有的圣经啊也说得很清楚啊，神的旨意是什么什么哈。
And in the Bible, it very clearly lays out certain parts of God's will.
啊，比较清楚，就神的旨意就是要我们啊远避淫行啊，远避淫行，淫乱的事情呢不要去做。
And so the clearest example is that we should not do something wrong.
那神的旨意就是要我们经常感谢主啊，感恩啊，赞美神啊。
And He wants us to constantly praise Him and thank Him.
啊，就是我们圣经可以很清楚看到神的旨意。
We can clearly see God's will in the Bible.
啊，那其他的呢
？And what else?
啊，你会问说，那我现在去读书啊，要去哪里读书啊？要读什么科系啊？什么是神的旨意
？If I'm going to school, what major should I have? What is God's will?
啊，你要买车子，你要买 Toyota 还是你要买什么其他什么啊？什么牌子的？这个还有什么牌啊 ？Toyota、
Lexus,
Lexus 哎。还有什么牌啊？啊，年轻的啊 ，Honda 哈。
So
Mercedes 对。
So when we want to buy a car
哈，还有什么 BMW 对啊
？So，
哎，那你要买哪一种牌啊
？So when we want to go look for a car, what brand should we buy？
你看，你去那个什么专门在卖车那个很大的 shopping mall 哈，哇，很多各种不同的厂牌呀。
When you go to a car dealership, you will see many different car brands.
眼花缭乱呐、啊， huh? 你就很乱了、啊，就你要 confused。
And you will be confused。
啊，你要买哪一种
？What car should you buy？
啊，我要买哪一种，这就神的旨意。
Which car is according to God's will？
啊，那个圣经不会明讲。
The Bible will not tell you。
啊，神不会告诉你啊，圣经不会告诉你说，因为圣经那时候还没有车子啊。
In the Bible, biblical times, there were no cars, so the Bible will not tell you what car to buy、啊。
还好啦，圣经说哈。这个圣灵哈、啊，用说不住的叹息为我们祷告。
But the Bible does tell us that the Spirit will pray for us.
那个就是我们不知道要怎么做。
And this happens when we don't know what to do.
那圣灵就会帮助我们了、
啊。The Spirit will pray for us.
啊，所以我以前有个弟兄告诉我。
And a brother once told me.
啊，说他祷告的时候都很轻松。
When he prays, he is very peaceful.
啊，对，你怎么轻松法
？What is? How is he peaceful?
他说：“我祷告的时候可以魂游哈，这个魂，这个我这个头脑可以跑到台湾，可以跑到印度哦，可以跑到哪里？我说随意跑啊。
”My mind wanders everywhere. My mind can be in Taiwan, it can be in India when I'm praying.
我说：“你不用专心了。
”And so I asked him, "You don't need to think."
啊，不需要，因为圣灵替我们祷告。
And he said, "Hey, I don't need to focus because the Spirit will pray for me."
我说：“圣经不是这样解释的。”
I told him this is not what the Bible means.
圣经是当我们不知道怎么办的时候
，The Spirit prays for us when we don't know what to do.
你还是要尽能力去摄取说哪一个牌比较好啊，哪个比如说你知道车型哪个厂的车子比较好，比较适合你，你要先去做调查。
We still have to do our own research on what car we should buy, whether the brand is good or whether it suits us.
那你经过比较结果，哎，可能是三个车型啊，都是差不多的。
Maybe when you are down to three choices and they are all about the same，
你就不知道哪一个是好啊。
And then you don't know which one is best。
啊，那个时候你就祷告神啊，你带领，那个时候圣灵就帮你祷告啊。
And at that point, you can ask God to guide you, and the Spirit can pray for you。
不是说你都不做什么。
It is not saying that you don't have to put in any effort。
这个是，不正确的态度。
This is not the correct attitude。
所以在日常生活当中、啊、其实有些时候我们不知道、啊、我们该怎么办。
So in our life, sometimes we do not know what we should do.、
啊、那时候我们就是 要求神的带领、啊。
And at that point in time, we ask the Spirit to guide us.、
啊、可是当神已经为我们开出一条路。
But once God has provided a path for us.、
啊、有一次、啊、我在芝加哥、啊、注目的时候。
And so once when I was in Chicago.、
啊、因为我们的车子、啊、被撞坏了。
My car was totaled.
这个后面有人他开车，大家都停了，已经在塞车，都停了。他还没有注意停啊，他就撞了我们的车子。
And so I was rear-ended.
还就我们的车再去撞别人。
And then my car hit another car.
这算是才连累的。
And there was a row of accidents.
车子坏了不能够修理，只好买一辆新车。
And so because the car was totaled, I had to buy a new car.
那我们就去看车子。
And so we went to go look at cars.
啊，去看车子很奇妙啊。
And when we went to go look, it was very miraculous.
啊，我们本来是说好，那就去看那个比较好一点的车子。
And so we thought, oh, we will go look at some nicer cars.
啊，比较好一点的。
A little bit nicer.
啊，但是呢，很奇妙啊。
And very miraculously.
我就忽然呢、啊，要去那一间比较看比较好的车的时候，我的车子钥匙呢，它找不到了。
When I wanted to go to that nicer dealership, I couldn't find my keys.
哇，这怎么找就是找不着。
No matter how I looked, I could not find my keys.
啊，等到找着了。
When I found my keys,
人家下班了。
The dealership was closed.
啊，那我就知道啊，这神的意思就不要让我去买那种比 比较好的车子的。
And so I thought, okay, God does not want me.
传道人不要那么好的，就比较好一点的车子。
So I thought, oh, pastors do not need such a nice car.
啊，那我就知道神的旨意啊。
And so then I knew God's will.
啊，不能不会发生啊，不会发生这个事情啊。
This kind of situation does not happen.
啊，所以当神呢已经很比较明显，你自己认为哎神的旨意就这样子，那我们就要顺服神的旨意啊。
And so when we know what God's path for us is, we need to follow it.
啊，所以我们要顺服神为我们所安排的这个环境。
We need to follow the environment that God has prepared for us.
要像约瑟哈，约瑟他顺服环境啊。
For example, Joseph.
啊，当那个环境对他来讲是很痛苦的了。
When his environment was not good towards him.
啊，所以现在有些年轻人啊，不能够吃苦啊。
And so sometimes there are youth who are not able to handle.
那其实神所安排的环境是要让他训练能够吃苦耐劳。
Tribulation, but sometimes God arranges tribulation in order for someone to grow.
这是为了他下一步的工作来准备啊。
This is in order to train them for their next step.
很多年轻人，哎呦，太苦了，时间太长了啊，太孤单乏味了，我不做。
Sometimes youth will say, "Oh, it is too lonely. It is too hard. I don't want to do this."
我们看那个约瑟，古代约瑟，他有没有这样讲说啊，在你这里做工啊，这我不干了啊，什么还被关到监牢里头啊？
So, when we see Joseph, did he ever complain about his environment? Did he say, I'm just going to give up when he was in jail, when he was a slave? For if he had run away, then later he would not have become the prime minister.
So, 没办法了，你一定要接受神安排的话，那你一定要在那接受操练呢。
So we must learn to accept God's path.
那您假设有这种接受环境的这种心态的话，你就不会觉得很苦啊。
And so, if we are able to accept God's will for us, then we will not feel bad about ourselves.
其实约瑟他实际上的生活是很苦啊。
But Joseph's life was not very pleasant.
那只是他顺服接受神所安排的环境。
But he followed the path that God had arranged for him.
啊，那像保罗跟希拉在监牢里头，他也是接受啊。
And for example, Paul and Silas, they were also thrown in jail.
好，那我们再看这个属地的生活。
And so let us look at the next section, living on earth.
那属地的生活，我们日用的饮食啊，今日啊赐给我们。
And so in verse 11 says, "Give us this day our daily bread."
啊，其实我们人所需求是很少的。
And so the things we need are very minimal.
我们人哈，真的是所要求的不必太多。
We do not need to ask for a lot.
我们请看创世纪啊。
Let's look at Genesis.
创世纪二十八章的二十节。
Genesis chapter 28, verse 20.
创世纪二十八章的二十节。
Genesis chapter 28, verse 20.
二十。
20.
雅各许愿说啊，神若与我同在，在我所行的路上保佑我，又给我食物吃，衣服穿。
21.
那使我平安的回到我父亲的家，我就必以主为我的神。你看雅各他所要求的很简单啊，说给我食物吃，衣服穿就够了。
And so here we see that Jacob asked for very little. He asked for food to eat and clothing.
那衣服穿要几件衣服才够啊。
And so enough clothing, we need a few articles of clothing.
那个食物是要多少食物才够啊
？And how much food do we really need for it to be enough?
其实我们人所需要是很简单。
Actually, a human's needs are very minimal.
我以前住在还没有搬到这个鹅湾住传道房以前啊，住在萨加缅度啊 ，Sacramento.
And so before I moved here, I lived in Sacramento.
那萨加缅度就是两层楼的房子。
And it was a two-story house.
那也是生活
，and I lived。
那现在住在一个房的传道房啊，也是生活。
And now I live in a pastor's room。
也生活都很好啊。
My life is still good。
啊，你看也很好嘛，我们要怎么样？今天有时候哎，传道你看起来很什么，脸色很好看的怎么样？说你看我生活都很好啊。
I still look good. My life is still fine。
不因为我说住在那么小的空间，我都觉得怎么样啊？
Just because I live in a small room, my life is not any worse.
其实人是可以伸缩的哈。
And so, our lives, it can, We can have better things at times and we can have less.
所以其实人所需要的这个生活的基本的需求是不多的。
But our basic needs are very minimal.
那只是我们现在的人把自己变成非常的复杂。
But it is we ourselves who have made our lives complicated.
很多东西其实我们不需要啊。
Many things we don't actually need.
那当你有钱的话，你可以去买那个什么运动器材摆在家里头啊。
If you have money, then you can go out and get a home gym.
哇，什么室内脚踏车啊，室内的跑步机啊，室内的什么很多的运动器材。
You can get a stationary bike, a treadmill, and various exercise equipment.
其实不用没关系啊。
But you don't actually need this.
有钱是你的事情，你要买也可以，但是没有钱，要感谢主啊！你出去外面跑步不是很好吗？空气更新鲜。
And so if you have the money, there's nothing wrong with buying what you like. But if you don't, you can go outside and run. There's nothing wrong with that. And the air is actually better.
出去边走路边看风景，哦，树叶那么的翠绿。
And when you go outside, you can also see the scenery.
有些时候就看到这个邻居哈，就他们所种的花草，哇，很漂亮。
And sometimes you will see the beautiful flowers that your neighbors have grown.
家里也没有那些东西呀。
You do not have these things inside your house.
所以其实我们所需要的不多了。
So the things that we need are not many.
就看我们自己怎么生活。
It just depends on how we choose to live.
人可以活几岁啊，不是我们能够控制的。
How long we live is not something that we can control.
但是怎么去生活，我们自己可以控制。
But we can control how we live.
那我们怎么去生活呢？
And so how do we live?
所以神就给我们一个指示啊。
And so God gives us a standard.
我们日用饮食，今日就赐给我们。
We ask God to give us our daily bread.
那其实日用的哈，你只要看这个原文的话，他说 tomorrow 还是说 the future， 就是未来还是明天的饮食啊，未来的饮食，明天的饮食，今日就赐给我们的明天的食物了。
Oh, so it says, give us this day our daily bread, and it refers to tomorrow's bread. It asks for it today.
换句话说，明天的薪水啊，今天就给我们的。
Or tomorrow's salary, give it to us today.
有没有我们上班有没有说下个月薪水现在就给的有没有
？Do we ever ask for an advance on our pay?
有的
亲戚
说还没有上班就先领薪水有没有
？Has anybody asked for their salary before they start working?
啊，上班才领的亲戚说。
Who gets their pay after they work?
哎，都没有说，那你们领什么薪水啊
？If you don't raise your hand, what salary are you getting?
你们都是义工是吧
？Are you working for free?
所以至少哈，真的没有人说你还没有上班就先领薪水的了。
So nobody asks for their pay before they work.
就是我们当传道已经不错，对的哈，我们是月中领薪水哈。
So as a pastor, we get paid in the middle of the month.
啊，就是说你到一半哈，总会说寄支票来呀。
And so in the middle of the month, GA will give us our check.
所以你看神是多么的慈悲啊。
So we see how God has provided for us.
所以我们只要是生活很简单的，那这些一定够用的，因为他明天就已经给我们了，现在就给我们明天的份了。
And God will give us what we need tomorrow today.
所以我们真的就不需要烦恼。
So we don't need to worry about it.
这是神给我们的应许的。
And this is the promise that God has given us.
所以我们要先求神的国、神的义，那这些我们日用饮食，真的他就会赏赐给我们。
And so we need to first ask for God's kingdom to come, and after that, God will give us our daily bread.
我们要以神的事情为优先。
We need to put God's matters ahead of our own.
很多人都参加过神训班啊，听过很多见证。
And so many of us have attended NYTS, and we have heard many testimonies.
那些青年这个见证很受感动啊。
And these youth are very touched.
有的就是先参加神训班啊，然后再找工作。
And so some of them will wait until after NYTS to start looking for work.
以参加神训班为优先呢。
Because they want to put NYTS first.
结果神训班一结束以后，他们就很快就找到事了。
And many of them, right after NYTS, they will find a job.
有的叫神联学校也是要先去参加神训班啊，然后这个学校事情就很顺利的。
And some others, in regards to applying for school, after they attend NYTS, their path for school gets laid out for them.
那以前我还在做电脑事业的时候。
And when I used to work on computers,
那我要去帮客人解决这个电脑的问题。
When I would go out to help them fix their issues,
我也没有什么把握，那是中午时间，他说有事情要赶快去的，所以我吃完饭就去了。
I don't have any guarantees. Once I finish lunch, I go and look at their problem.
那现在比较好了，以前呢，我吃完饭以后就是很想睡觉。
Now it's better.
不过大家不错，现在都精神很好哈。
In the past, after I eat, I would want to take a nap, but it looks like everybody's very awake today.
所以去到客人那里啊。
So whenever I get to the customer's house,
我就内心先祷告。
in my heart, I will pray first.
啊，祷告以后，那个华俗哈，这样，因为以前就是华俗嘛，对不对哈？这样子就是华了华，其实我不知道华到哪里去了。
And so,
先是祷告圣了，这华华不知道怎么华的都不知道。
So sometimes when I would go there, because I am so tired when I'm looking for the mouse, I don't even know where it is.
然后等到醒过来以后，比较清醒以后。
And so by the time I wake back up and I know what I'm doing,
已经解决了。
I've already fixed the problem.
你要叫我重新再回去说再做一次，我不会啊。
If you ask me to go back and do it again, I will have forgotten how to do that.
不知道怎么弄，我也不清楚。哎，你就现在滑滑，哎。
I just move the mouse around.
边睡边滑。
And I will sleep while moving it around.
所以人在软弱的时候，您只要依靠神，那神会帮你的。
And so when we are weak, we can rely upon God, and He will help us.
好，那再说免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债。
Verse 12, it says, "And forgive us our debts." As we forgive our debtors.
啊，这个债啊，不是指的金钱上的债务啊。
And these debts is not referring to money.
因为神也没有借钱给你啊。
Because God has not lent us any money.
你们有没有向神借过钱的？请举手。
Who here has borrowed money from God?
啊，你跟谁贷款？跟神贷款有没有
？Who has taken a loan from God?
你是跟银行贷款啊
？You take a loan from the bank.
所以这个债啊，并不是说金钱上的债务。
So these debts, it's not referring to money.
这个债啊，就是指着哈，指着这个。冒犯呐、啊，哈、啊，你这个过犯的冒犯，就在道德上的冒犯。
And so it is referring to sins against each other.
那这个呢？哎，那神呢、啊、会，因为我们有些时候会冒犯神嘛。
And so sometimes we'll trespass against God.
所以圣经说我们亏欠了神的荣耀，我们欠了神的荣耀。
And so sometimes we owe Him His glory.
啊，那这个神就赦免我们啊。
And so God will rebuke us.
啊，所以在马太福音哈，用这个债来做比喻，神来赦免我们很大的债务啊，那个几千万的债务。
And so here it refers to God forgiving our debts.
所以圣经为什么用那个几千万，就是大到让你还不起呀
？And so it says hundreds of thousands. Now, what does it mean? It means it's so large that there's no way we can return it.
你就是 Bill Gates 还是现在谁那个什么亚马逊的董事长
Jeff Bezos,
啊
？Jeff Bezos。
Jeff Bezos 啊，就是他的话啊，还有谁最有钱呢？好的，马云好了，怎么样？
So even if you're Bill Gates or Jack Ma or Jeff Bezos, it doesn't matter.
你就是那些有钱人也还不起的。
You do not have enough money to return to God.
我们看两千年以前啊，就要说一千万，对不对？一千万啊。
So 2,000 years ago, it said 1 million.
好啊，那物价上涨对。
10 million.
物价上涨嘛 ，inflation 对的。
Oh, and after you account for inflation.
我刚来美国的时候哈，啊，1983年来美国，那时候汽油啊，每一加仑是0.75 cents 啊，75 cents。
So when I first came to America in 1983, gas was at 75 cents a gallon.
啊，经过三十几年以后，现在多少啊？
In 30 years, what is it now?
3.99, 那涨几倍呢？
It is
涨3.99除以0.75啊？几倍啊？五倍啊？大概
4.5
哈啊，4.5。你看三十年前4.5哈，那我们想想2000年哈，假如三十年的话，1000万现在是变成多少啊？变成4000万了、啊，4000多万啊！你看2000年哦，所以谁还得起啊？2000年以前就欠了1000万呢、啊。
So if you account for inflation, in 30 years it has gone up about four point five times. If you take inflation for 2,000 years, how large is it from 10 million?
这换句话说，没有一个人能够还得起啊。
So nobody can return his debt.
大家主要是说免了。
So Jesus says it is all forgiven.
是不是很高兴呢、啊、
？So are you very happy？
所以我们为什么要很高兴呢、啊、
？Why should we be happy？
啊，所以等到三位以后，大家很高兴，不用烦恼啊。
Because we don't need to think about it anymore。
你下个礼拜都要很高兴哦，哈。
Next week you will be very happy。
啊，你只要不高兴的话，再回来再想到这个故事啊，神赦免说免的，你看你多高兴。
If you are unhappy, come back and read this passage. Think about what God has forgiven, and you will be happy again。
啊，所以这个重点就是说，我们要互相饶恕。
And so the purpose of this is telling us that we must forgive one another.
那这个饶恕哈、啊、是自己的事情啊，你愿不愿意饶恕别人，那是你自己的选择的。
And so it is our own choice whether or not we want to forgive someone else.
所以有人就在争论说，那对方要先啊什么先悔改，我才原谅他。
And so some people will say they must for, they must apologize to me first before I will forgive them.
有的人说不需要，这个赦免哈是无条件的。
And so others will say forgiveness is unconditional.
啊，不用辩论，你要的话就赦免，你不要的话也可以，神也没有勉强你去赦免他人呢。这个赦免是从内心，内心来赦免的。
This forgiveness comes from our own hearts.
所以不需要辩论说到底要不要他先悔改呀。
We do not need to think about, we do not need to force the other person to apologize first.
你要真正愿意从内心赦免人的话，你就不会要求他一定要做到怎么一个地步，你才会赦免他。
You will not put conditions upon your forgiveness.
那最后的一句话是这个，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。
And in the last section, it says, "Do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one."
啊，这是人生的挑战啊，人生的挣扎。
And so this is regarding the tribulations of our life.
因为有些时候我们会失去这个环境，会让我们失去信心啊，失去盼望。
And so sometimes, because of our environment, we will lose faith. We will lose hope.
那我们会碰到很多这个外来的干预。
And we will hear about other thoughts from outside of church.
那做一些都是一个试探。
And so all of these are temptations.
所以试探呢，就是要引诱我们去做一个不明智啊，而且错误的、不道德的事情啊，要引诱我们去做不明智啊，错误的还有不道德的事情。
And so temptations entice us to go do something against God's will.
所以这是一个负面的，负面。
And,
试探本身是个负面的名词。
So temptations are something that is negative.
那当然，我们不要掉入那个试探。
And so we do not want to be taken by Satan.
那试探有些时候不是说你就犯罪不会进天堂了。有些时候不是说你就得罪神犯罪不会进天堂。
So sometimes if you sin, it does not automatically mean you will not enter heaven.
我们这个日常生活有的会被这个诈骗集团所骗。
And so sometimes in our life we will be tricked.
那为什么会被骗呢？
But why will we be tricked?
啊，被骗你金钱上的损失，以后你还是会上天堂啊。
If you are tricked, but eventually you ask for forgiveness and repent,
只是你金钱上的损失，你这个情绪上会受不了。
You will have trouble in the meantime.
所以我们就是只要按照圣经的原则来生活的话，你就不贪心，不贪。
If we live according to the Bible and we are not greedy, then we will not fall into temptation.
比如说这个贪心贪财啊。
If we are greedy.
还有贪情色，这个色，这个男女之间的问题就叫这种色。
Or sexually immoral.
你就太贪的话，你难以自拔，你就是会付出很惨重的代价。
If you pursue these things, then you will pay a great price.
所以圣经说，就像路的迷宫一样，你就走不出来呀。
So if you walk into it, you will be trapped and you cannot come out.
所以万一哈，最好是不要让我们遇见试探，这都不要碰上的。
So the best way is to avoid temptation altogether.
啊，所以也不要接到这个什么啊，你有什么邮件呢、啊？要来领哈啊，你的什么啊，存卡啊，什么银行卡被偷了，做一些诈骗啊，最好是不要接到。
So the best case scenario is that you don't even encounter temptation.
因为有时候说你接到的时候，你真的受不了那种的引诱。
Because sometimes when you are tempted, then you will fall.
啊，就是有个弟兄啊，他也受骗了。有个弟兄啊。
And so there was a brother.
啊，他有一次接到这个电话哈，说啊，你是退伍军人哦，啊，政府有一笔预算啊，你可以领10,000+。
He got a phone call saying you are a veteran and therefore you are eligible for so much money.
哦，他听得很高兴呢。
And so he was very happy.
啊，但是呢，你要先缴这个800多块钱这个税金呢。
Oh, but you must first pay these taxes.
哦，他很高兴说没关系啊，我说缴800多块钱，我还有10,000呢。
And so he said, okay, I will pay the $800 in taxes. I will get $10,000 back.
啊，等到把钱寄过去以后，他醒过来说，哎呀，可能受骗，哎，已经太晚了。
And so.After he sent the money, he realized, oh, I've been tricked, but it was too late.
啊，所以就是不要受骗啊。
So you should not
不要贪心呢。
You should not be greedy.
啊，那万一你接到这种电话
，And if you receive this kind of phone call,
哦，那就求神要脱离，让我们脱离凶恶。
And so you ask God to deliver you from it.
怎么脱离呢
？How will He deliver you?
怎么脱离呀
？How do you deliver?
电话挂断。
Hang up the phone.
你要这个能力啊，电话挂断了就。 挂不断。
You need to have the willpower to be able to hang up the phone.
啊，有时我们这个年轻人实际上对这个情色也是要就挂断了，就不要再听了。
And so in the same way, you must learn to put down whatever it is that is tempting you.
不要看，也不要听。
Do not watch it. Do not listen.
啊，不要去接近。
Do not get close to it.
那这样子我们就不会入了那个迷宫。
So we will not be trapped on that path.
哦，我们就知道这个参孙很惨啊，啊，就会知道那个参孙啊，先生。
Oh, and so we know that Samson was,
对啊,
he was deceived.
啊, 他们就在掉入这个试探里头啊。
He was dragged into, he was tempted and he was captured.
他还没有求神说，哎，赶快脱离救我兄，脱离凶恶。
He did not ask God to deliver him.
不过那时候还没有这个主导文呢。
But at that time, there was not the Lord's Prayer.
但是他也可以求告主的名啊。
But he could have asked God for help.
啊，所以我们的人生是很现实的。
So our life is very realistic. And so our spiritual life is also realistic. And so in our everyday life, we still need to live day to day. So we need to take care of both sides of our life. Our physical life and our spiritual life. Let us sing a hymn. Hymn 406.